When accidents happen, our lifeguards are the first on the scene. Now, there's a new mental health program being rolled out in Bronte, Tamara and Bondi, and it's helping our lifeguards deal with the mental trauma of the job. This morning, I'm speaking with Matt Duplessis, a manager of Lifeguard Services and Beach Safety at Waverley Council, to hear a little bit more about this. Matt, thanks for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
So, I mean, I guess when we think of emergency personnel, you know, we're drawn to ideas of, you know, police and paramedics. How much trauma does your average lifeguard kind of have to deal with in their job?
Well, the lifeguard specifically is the guards down at Bondi and Bronte Tanner Beaches, and we experience heaps of different trauma events. We're basically first responders. So when someone calls 000 for full help, often the lifeguards there are on scene before the police and ambulance and fire department. So we often see the first part of the traumatic event, and they've got to work on the patient until further expert help arrives.
So what's kind of prompted this mental health ban to be rolled out, like, in 2021?
Yeah, I think over the years, all credit to my associate, Bruce Hopkins, he's been working on this for the last couple of years, working with Dr. Alan Sparks and Dr. David Smith. And pretty much prompted is because as first responders, the traditional kind of mental health training you get, most businesses run those training, and often it's based for office staff and all those kind of environments. And we find we needed something a bit more unique that could be fitted towards our lifeguard service because of the types of trauma we've got to deal with on a daily basis. Having your coffee cup fall off the desk onto your foot is really a trauma we deal with. We deal with body retrievals. We deal with major rescues, CPRs, drug overdoses. There's everything you can think of will happen at our beaches.
And, I mean, this is the stage one of the mental health education program that's being rolled out at the moment. How has the program been received by lifeguards so far?
Our initial first stage rollout, it was received extremely well. I think some of the feedback some of the lifeguards have said it was the best training they've ever done since pretty much came to school. They said it's helped them both during the work and also out of work.
Yeah, and so where do we kind of go from here with this program? So we're in the stage one at the moment. What's kind of in store for stage two?
Yeah, so we actually got three stages. We actually got stage one was actually identifying all the impacts of stress and all the how the traumatic events happen and how you deal with them. I think stage two, which we actually have this completed towards the end of last year, which was basically identifying after the event, post-event, how to deal with the stresses, how to cope, what strategies you can use to help the stress, and pretty much go from there. Our stage three is Dean Perkins with our clinical psychologist, which is Dr. David said. And what we're doing with that is he comes down to these, he's actually coming down next week, actually, on Monday, and running the check-ins of our lifeguards. It's just like driving to work. You drive to work and use your car every year and you service it. Well, we train our bodies, the fitness, strength, and all that, but we actually don't actually train our mindset. This is just check-in and servicing of ourselves to make sure we have our peak operation.
Matt, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us here on 2SER.
Yep, my pleasure.
That's Matt Duplessis, the manager of Lifeguard Services and Beach Safety at Waverley Council, kind of explaining this new mental health program for local lifeguards and how it works. Yeah, don't forget to give a big old salute to the boys and girls on the beach as you walk them past.